In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
My dear brothers and sisters, Lent is a time to listen to the voice of God. He speaks to us through the prophets. He speaks through us through various events. Therefore, let us tune our ears during this season to the word of God in such a way that He is able to inspire in us a response for the kingdom of God. Since the centuries, Lent was a time to read the word of God, to reflect on the word of God, so that we were able to lead our life as the Lord wants us. Therefore, once again today, let us make it a point to listen to the readings so that He inspires us to lead our life, live our life as a gift to Him.
A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. These were my orders. Listen to my voice. Then I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Follow right to the end the way that I mark out for you, and you will prosper. But they did not listen. They did not pay attention. They followed the dictates of their own evil hearts, refused to face me, and turned their backs on me. From the day your ancestors came out of the land of Egypt until today, day after day, I have persistently sent you all my servants, the prophets. But they have not listened to me, have not paid attention. They have grown stubborn and behaved worse than their ancestors. You may say all these words to them. They will not listen to you. You may call them. They will not answer. So tell them this. Here is a nation that will not listen to the voice of the Lord, its God, nor take correction. Sincerity is no more. It has vanished from their mouths. The word of the Lord.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew your right spirit within. Spirit within me.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. But when the devil had gone out, the dumb man spoke, and the people were amazed. But some of them said, "It is through Beelzebul, the prince of devils, that he casts out devils." Others asked him as a test for a sign from heaven. But knowing what they were thinking, he said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is heading for ruin, and a household divided against itself collapses. So too with Satan. If he is divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? Since you assert that it is through Beelzebul that I cast out devils. Now if it is through Beelzebul that I cast out devils, through whom do your own experts cast them out? Let them be your judges then. But if it is through the finger of God that I cast out devils, then know that the kingdom of God has overtaken you. So long as the strong man fully armed guards his own palace, his goods are undisturbed. But when someone stronger than he, then he attacks and defeats him, the stronger man takes away all the weapons he relied on and shares out his spoil. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I wish to reflect on two expressions or thoughts from the readings of today. The first one is listening to the word or to the voice of God. The second is working or promoting unity and never division. Listening is something very fundamental for any human relationship. When I talk, I expect all of you to listen to me. When parents talk to their children, I suppose you expect them to listen to you. When the teachers speak to the children, students in the class, all are expected to tune their ears to the teacher so that the students are able to get the lesson well. Therefore, listening is something very important and necessary. When I am ready to listen, it means that I am ready to accept the person, accept one's ideas, accept and respect the person who is talking to me. The fact that I am not ready to listen to the person who is talking to me, that means I am not interested in that person and I have least respect to the person. Good many parents do tell us these days, "Well, father, my children anymore do not listen to me." Teachers do complain saying, "Your son, your daughter doesn't listen to me in the class." It all means that the person is distracted. The person is not able to concentrate. The person perhaps also has lost respect and a sense of obedience. Now, we heard in the first reading of today through Prophet Jeremiah, the Lord is asking the people to listen to his voice and shape their life according to the word of God. We know prophets were called to talk to the people, to speak to the people. And we know the history of Israel. Good many times they did not listen to the Lord. They did not obey the Lord. And as a result, they brought disaster on them. They were sent to exile. They were punished, not because they were bad, but they did not listen to the voice of the Lord. And in a word, we can say, the people of Israel were not very open to the designs of the Lord. They failed to listen to the Lord. In the New Testament, Jesus speaks to the people, and good many people listen to him. Those who listened to him accepted him as the Savior, and they were able to have faith, happiness, and all that they required. Whereas there were good many people who did not listen to the Lord and did not accept him as the Savior, and they made their life miserable. Today, the Lord is talking to us, speaking to us through the scriptures. When the scriptures are proclaimed, God is talking to us, and therefore we need to listen to Him. But not enough to listen to Him alone. We also need to put into practice what we have listened and what we have understood from the Word of God. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, Lent, since the beginning, has been a time to listen to the Word of God. And in the olden days, people were reading the Passion of the Lord, reading the scriptures, so that they were inspired to lead and live a good Christian life. Let us take to heart this call of God through Prophet Jeremiah and through the liturgy of today, to listen to the Lord, to read the Word of God, to reflect the Word of God. Thus, we will be able to make our life a beautiful gift for ourselves, for others, and ultimately for God. The second thought which I want to share with you is promoting or working for unity and never for division. Jesus came to scatter the people of Israel to get back to the fold. He did not come to divide the people. He came to unite the people. Therefore, even when one was lost, He went after that sheep and was for the unity. Jesus today reminds us that we need to be the sons and daughters of God, belonging to one single community. And He said, I wish to have one shepherd and one sheepfold. And therefore, He died on the cross, not to scatter the united, but to get the people together and accept Him as the Lord and Master of the universe. Whereas the devil always divides. He always goes against the unity. In the gospel of today, we heard Jesus casting away the devil and telling the people, well, don't listen to the devil, but listen to the Word of God, which unites, which brings together and makes us into a human community. Devil always, with his advertisements, with his agency, divides. If there is a division in the family, if there is a division in the parish, if there is division in an institution or anywhere, even in the country, it is all because of the devil and because of the snares of the devil. When we listen to the devil, when we cooperate with him, he will bring in division and he will scatter the gathered, the united. And the Lord today reminds us that we are called to work for unity, promote family spirit, and never to divide the people who are united. Let us be on our guard. We all of us have one mission to proclaim Jesus as the Savior of the world. And Jesus came here into this world to bring us, to gather us, and make us one family. What is kingdom of God ultimately? It is accepting God as our Father and accepting one another as our brothers and sisters. And therefore, Jesus came into this world to unite us, to bind us together, and to make us one family. Love is the key to unite people together. And therefore, he has given us the commandment of love. Love God and love one another. Jesus says in the gospel of today, one who is not with me is against me. And therefore, let us make it a point today to listen to this beautiful idea which is proposed by the gospel of today. Let us tune our ears to the voice of the Lord so that we are able to work for unity and never for disunity. In the church and in our own vicinity, there are divisions, and it is because of the devil. When we listen to the devil and strike a dialogue or initiate a friendship with him, we will work for him, bringing disunity and division in the church. Our present Pope, on the first Sunday of Lent, speaking to the people, he said, do not dialogue with devil. If you dialogue with the devil, he will attract you in such a way and he will take you away from what is holy and what is divine. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, as we have gathered here today to celebrate this Eucharist, let us listen to the voice of God, especially in the readings and when we open our own holy scriptures, read and reflect. Let us tune our ears in such a way that the Lord is able to speak to us and is able to make us his instrument of unity to promote family spirit, community spirit, and ultimately to realize his dream to have one shepherd and to have one sheepfold. May Jesus, who came to unite all people into one, help all of us during this season of Lent in such a way that we are able to meet him, the risen Lord, at Easter and be his witnesses in our own families and in our own town.